Hey, beautiful life. Om Shanti. It's 11:40 a.m. here in Manipal, and I'm recording this podcast for the 9th of May. And it's been another great day. Seema's sister and kids have come here. They arrived in on 9th, and I actually had to spend more than an hour at the railway station. So when I checked this, there's an app called, check my train status. Okay, where's my train? And before leaving, it told me that the train is on time. It's going at 11:40, 10:40. And so I said, okay, let me leave. I left at 10:15 from home. And by the time I reached the Udupi railway station, the time had extended to around 10:50. I said, that's fine. Then it slowly went to 11:15. And then finally it arrived at 11:40 a.m. So, yes, I spent more than an hour. But when I was there at the station, I was actually working. Thanks to the internet, I can work anywhere. So I could sit down, review the workouts, analyze it, connect with my trainees. And all of that I did while sitting at the railway station waiting for the train to arrive from Bangalore. I also connected with one elderly person who was traveling to Mumbai, and his train was at around 1:30, and he arrived there at 11:15 or so. And I asked him, why you're so early? He said, you know, the train won't wait for us, so we have to be on time. And he had traveled from a long distance place. And so he said that he doesn't mind spending time at the railway station. It was nice speaking to him. He was quite enthusiastic. He was singing a lot of songs. He sang a Hindi song, a Tulu song for me. And was a nice, lively, elderly person. When I say elderly, he must be in his 80s or so. So he was just having one bag, you know, very simple one bag, and he was going to Mumbai for his work. I am quite amazed that even at this age, he was still keeping himself active and working. The train came at 11:40, and it actually came at the other platform number 2. So I had to again run across and got them here to our home. And finally, you know, they started settling down, and I got back to my work after some time after interacting with them and, you know, cracking some jokes. They had their breakfast, so pretty late breakfast, but yeah, they always prefer to have breakfast and then lunch and then dinner. So they always follow that sequence. So nonetheless, the morning time was again a group run. So Riaz was leading the run. He planned to do around 10K at Arabi Falls. And I know there was only 3 runners. Riaz, myself, and one more runner was there. And we did this Arabi, went to Arabi Falls. There's no water, so I actually missed the waterfall. I asked Riaz, where is the waterfall, or where is that Arabi Falls? He said, we already passed it, and I didn't even notice it. So, nonetheless, anyways, we ran ahead till Tapmi, and then from Tapmi, we took a route back. Again, you know, when I was running too fast, I still had an upset stomach, so I had to stop at the badminton center where Riaz plays, and had to use the washroom. And after that, sat with him and had a cup of coffee and some conversations. Right, he brought some banana halwa, and he asked me to taste it. I said, no, I'm not going to eat anything right now. You know, I was not in a mood to eat. Just one cup of coffee, that's it. And then he told that, you know, let's go for a swim. And he, you know, promised to take me to a place where there's this brother and sister who actually have a small, I would say, shack kind of a thing where they serve local food. You know, he said that food tastes really, really awesome and you must have it. And I said, okay, let's do that. Anyways, I had planned a track workout with Dr. Pranav at ODP. So I thought we can combine all of this together. Came back home at around 8 o'clock. Yeah, 8:15. He was kind enough to drop me. So I completed around 13.90 kilometers. Of course, you know, the last 10 or 100 meters I could have done. But I was just looking forward to the restroom, you know. Okay, that got done. And 4 o'clock, Seema and the kids decided that they wanted to go to Endpoint and have some, photo shoots or all these stuff done. So I said, okay, I put on my running gear and I did around 5 kilometers approximately of running and then took them to the trail route, you know, that goes to the Baba's Point. So from the Endpoint, it goes directly down to Baba's Point. It's a short trail, around 10 to 15 minutes of trailing. They really enjoyed the short trail. And then Seema actually took the car. And from Baba's Point, we came back home. Quickly had a shower and got ready to go to the temple. So temple visits are a must. Specifically, when you are in Udupi, you have to visit the Sri Krishna temple. And since it was prime time, Seema decided to go to one more temple. That's a Devi temple that's also pretty nice and clean. So we took the kids there to the temple, the Devi temple, and then from the Devi temple we went to the Krishna temple. Now Seema is quite familiar with the temple, you can say way around to go inside the temple, and so she took us to the shortest possible route, and we had darshan in around 5 minutes. Then we had to visit 2 Shiva temples that were close by. Again, since Seema's sister is coming for the first time, she was really enthusiastic, in just looking around and actually feeling the atmosphere. And it's a really good atmosphere in the temples, you know, with a group of women always chanting and singing, either the Bhagavad Gita or some devotional song. There's some of the other activities that are continuously happening at the Udupi temples, which is really nice. You know, even at the Devi temple, there were a group of women who were singing. And that brings in a lot of positive vibrations within you itself. The sound creates a lot of vibrations, and this is what I really liked. And I was feeling hungry. And just as we were about to enter the second Shiva temple, you know, there was a small little glass that I would say a micro thin glass that pierced Seema's foot. And it took us around 10 to 15 minutes to remove it. So I finally managed to remove that. And then we went ahead. And at around 8:20, we finally reached hotel Malika. You know, we took the safest route. We've tasted Malika food. It's really nice. Malika is situated in the White Lotus Hotel. And their famous Bonda chicken. We ordered that. And then we ordered all the rest of the food, rotis and chicken curries and biryanis and all that stuff. And ate to a heart's content. I also had a glass of wine, Sula wine, for a change. I felt good. It was just one glass, not much. And then we came back home. By the time we reached home, it was around 10 o'clock already. Yeah, 10:15. Quickly hit bed at around 10:30. So that's exactly how my day went by. Quite hectic, I would say, but trying to work anywhere, anyhow, that's very important. You know, that's important that you keep yourself busy, focused, and not worry about getting frustrated when things do not go your way. Just go with the flow and try to, you know, enjoy the situation you're in. And I think that's pretty much that I learned yesterday. You know, when the train was late and when we were going to the temple darshan, I was just trying to go with the flow and just enjoy myself. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Take care. Om Shanti.